I like how big this table is. I just see them all space at one. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
All right. This is the Bisbee Arts Commission meeting of June 3rd.
June 12th.
Oh, okay. So it says the wrong date on top.
Yeah, I know.
June 12th, 2019 at 5:32 p.m. First things first, let's do a roll call.
Juanita Hill may be here later, or she is excused if she can't get here. Karen Schumacher?
Present.
Sharon Stetter?
Here.
Laura Morgan?
Present.
Kadrew Wilkinson?
Present.
Sandra Smith?
Here.
Bill Higgins?
Present.
Nina Williams? Present.
Second thing, call the public. We don't have anybody signed up this evening, so we're going to go ahead and move along to item one, approval of the minutes of the May 6, 2019 meeting. If you guys want to look over those for a minute and see if there's anything that needs to be changed, that would be great.
I move that we approve the minutes of the May 6, 2019 meeting.
Do I have a second?
I second.
All ayes?
Aye.
No nays? So you approve the minutes of the May 6, 2019 meeting. Moving along to item two, discussion and possible approval to pay $500 to the Border Cities Land Corporation for the space rental for Bisbee Arts Commission fundraiser. This is sort of a bureaucratic overlook on our part. We had approved to pay the Royale $550. When we decided to do it at the other location, we just need a vote on what we already actually did. So,
and I've already put in the check request, so it has already gone out to them.
So it was just as a formality. So I move to approve the $500 to the Border Cities Land Corp for the space rental for the Bisbee Arts Commission fundraiser. Do I have a second?
Second.
All ayes?
Aye.
Nays? All right, approved. Thanks for that, guys. Sometimes it just happens. Item three, discussion and possible approval of a mission statement for the Bisbee Arts Commission. Remember last meeting we had been talking about this. Did anybody have an idea? I know that Sandra had written one that was very concise.
And I used it on the machine.
Yeah.
It is on the back of the Borderlands invoice.
Invoice?
Check request invoice. Yeah.
So who's going to read it down? Can we hear it?
It's right here. On the back of... Turn to the invoice.
Here it is, on the back of that.
Invoice.
On the back of that piece right there. There it is.
Thanks. Once again, Sandra, thank you for writing that. Mm-hmm. I think it's simple, and you know, you can get really, I personally get very bogged down when it comes to words. So if I had written it, it would be a paragraph by now. So I think this is perfect for us. And it really is nice going forward having a mission statement. Did anybody have anything they wanted to add, or?
It's succinct and beautiful.
Then if that's okay, I move to approve Sandra's mission statement for the Bisbee Arts Commission. Do I have a second?
I'll second it.
All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? Unanimous. I should say the word unanimous a lot. Oh, it was our old mayor used to get so excited when he got to say the word unanimous. Item four, discussion regarding the final report turned in by the Bisbee Community Chorus for the grant funding awarded. In your packet, you will find a final report from them. We awarded them $1,000. I think they asked us for like five, mm-hmm. but we told them that we don't get that kind of money out. They were a little strapped for time and funding. And it looks like they pulled it off. I personally did not attend. Did anybody else attend the symphony coming to?
I did.
You did?
Yeah.
How was it?
Oh, it's really good.
Good.
It's a shame they can't continue it.
Well, and it's a shame that it's in the space that it's in, because the sound gets so muffled in that high school auditorium. There's too much baffling, and so the symphony used to be so bright sounding in the St. Pat's. I think that they're not going to continue to do it. Is that what we're saying? Or?
I saw a letter where they said they
can't afford to do it anymore. That's a shame.
It's an expensive endeavor, and historically, I think the Arts Commission has always supported them. So I'm glad that at least we got to support them, and if they change their minds, of course, they're always welcome to come to us again, right?
It's a nice report. It's at least a good breakdown.
Yeah, it's right here in the letter. Unfortunately, TSO notified this past week that not only can they not make an adjustment, but will not be able to return to Bisbee. I wonder what the, if anybody hears what the backstory is, it might be due to the acoustics, for all we know, too. And like I said, it is an expensive
endeavor for them.
Mm-hmm. Did anybody see anything they have questions about?
They've done it every year, haven't they?
It's been going for many, many years. I actually don't know how far back it goes. But I know that when I looked at the backlogs of the Arts Commission, we had supported them for about $1,000. I don't know if your glasses, $1,000 every year. All right. Well, if nobody has any questions, then we'll move along to item 5. So this was, once again, in the original amount for the cigarette machine budget, we had not included the additional 190 for the shapes that Carlos built on top of it. I thought we had, and then I caught it. And so if it's okay with you, you know, what we're hoping is a possible approval so that we can get him paid for the work he's already done.
And by the way, if you're looking at the machine right now, it still has just white paper stuck onto that wood background, because I just can't force him to do anything more until he's paid. So it needs to have the, and that he's not going to charge us for that, but we need to have that sticker material printed so that these words that we're using, your words and the words that we have on the machine about how to use the machine, etc., will be look prettier as soon as we, you know, can get that.
Yeah, we have paid Carlos, but he also has done a lot of work for free, God knows. So
every day.
So every time we've had a problem with the machine, he's been there to help share. And so I'm going to move to approve the 190 for the logo on the cigarette machine. Do I have a second?
Yes, I second.
Kate seconds. All ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? And so I think, too, that will be should be some of the last costs for the machine, other than the general upkeep, right? We'll go into that in a second.
May I ask a question about when I submitted the mission statement? Mm-hmm. This is just a personal thing, but I like where the arts is capitalized.
Mm-hmm.
So if he's going to do something on the cigarette machine, can you, if it's okay with the commission, that we have the A capitalized?
The A capitalized at the end?
Yeah, the arts. Do you want this all capitalized?
No, just
A,
that,
just the A.
Okay. Yeah,
I like that.
Because this is all capitalized, they don't know.
Right.
But if they do it in non-capitalization, it makes it stand out more and more important than just.
Yes.
I agree. It becomes, yeah.
Yeah,
far more specific.
It's a big word for four letters.
That's great.
Okay.
Item 6, update regarding the bulletin board restoration. This one's great. So I had not put in money for the payment because Ben couldn't do the work until mid to late summer. Yesterday, as I don't know if you guys know, we now have a new, what is his specific title?
Public Works Director.
We have a city manager and a public works director. And Bill and I went to have a meeting with the public works director yesterday. And they told us, when we brought up the bulletin board, that the city's going to pay to fix it. Or at least to replace the the board part of it. So once they do that, I want to go back and look and see if the metal still needs to be restored, but honestly, I was pretty thrilled, so we don't have to spend our own money on it. At the time when we had brought it up doing it, you know, we didn't have a city manager or public works director, and Dwayne, it had been something that Dwayne, the former interim, had really wanted done, but it looks like as a city, we have a more, you know, it's just the city staff is really filling out now, so it's nice to know that they saw it as a priority as well. So, saved us something.
And there will be some work that Ben Dale will have to do.
Yeah, and I actually asked them if they wanted Ben to install it, but they seem like they had it under control. I don't think it's that hard. So I'm going to ask Ben to go back and reassess what it needs, other than the bulletin board part, because cork board's actually pretty expensive. And we'll go from there, and I'll put an update on our next agenda.
Good.
Oh, I know, I love saving money.
All right. Yeah.
Item 7, discussion regarding the Sigart machine, to include, but not limited to, the unveiling party. I made this very vague for a few reasons. The first thing, I gave out the accounting. So if you guys want to look over it, if you have any questions. And I will send this to you. I can send it to you. I'm going to revise it since we had a little money added to it just now. But just as a overview, we sold that evening 107 packs of cigarettes. The Arts Commission sold cigarettes. We sold 107 Sig Art boxes full of art, which came to $21.40. Silent auction sales, even though, of course, it was a little bit, because it was a very crowded party, it was hard. We still pulled in $8.45, and then we just took in -$25, so that's still owed right next to it. It's no longer, you know, necessary notation. Bar sales, $2.50. Tickets, this is all everything, $134 is what I counted.
$1,340.
Oh, yeah, 134
tickets. Okay.
When I broke it down, the $3 I will never understand where that came from. Because I tried very hard to figure it out.
Oh, it was, I think I know. Somebody on the street, when I was street setting, gave me two.
Okay, because I was like, all right.
Somebody just kind of like put two, so when it came to taking it to a thing, it was an extra money.
That makes sense, because I was.
So there's only one mystery dollar.
One mystery dollar. So it brought us to a grand total of $4,578, and you'll see to the right the costs. Space rental, $500, as we just went over. The band, I paid them in cash because they're a band and they're notoriously bad about waiting for money. $200, so I'll write, I know I have to make an invoice for you, so we'll not get an invoice from the band like that. Poster printing, $159.18. This we went over because, and we went a little bit over because I made a mistake. I can admit this. And I misspelled Pantera on the first poster. So we'll go over that. Petty cash back to the city out of that cash, $250. That's what you gave me, right, Nina?
Yes.
Yeah. So it's all in there. Amazon supplies. This was our balloons and our cups and our napkins, $79.48. I got the City of Bisbee credit card, which was a great feeling for them. Last minute supplies, which you went and bought, we had 70.
67 something, but yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe that's where a couple of those dollars came from.
Yeah, that might be.
Last wine was $45.35, and I want to point out that we were very fortunate. Tombstone Brewery donated all our beer.
Wow.
The Pages donated a lot of wine as well. So we didn't have a very high booze cost. But as you'll see, it still came to $13.04.
For the event.
For the event. Then, to the right, you'll see amount to the artist for Sig boxes. That's just, you know, what we owed them, to the 50%. $8.60. Amount to the artist for silent auction, $4.92. So total, we owed the artist $13.52. I have given Nina all the sheets, so the checks will be written. That brings us to a net profit of $1,921.99. So,
very good.
Considering that we started the whole thing as an idea of just having a party to open the machine, I was pleased that we made some money off of it. We put money back into the art community, obviously. And Over to the left, you'll see the actual cash that I just gave Nina and the checks. And that's a little bit, it should be amended for what I just was given, so. So it's actually, our net profit's a little bit higher.
And so those of you might notice that there were 107 artworks sold, but of the artworks that were sold that evening, 16 of those Sig Art pieces were donation pieces. So the full $20 from each of those pieces went into our account instead of us having to give 50%. And now, you know, that continues with anybody who's giving us art just to give us art for the machine. And those people who gave us art for the machine, example, Ed Briggs, sold out. So his 10 pieces made us $200, which is really wonderful. And then, you know, the others, Carol Chandler, she sold 5 that evening, and she sold some since then. Robert Moondragon sold 3 that evening. He has sold some since then. So it's really nice that we have this opportunity. And I want to go back to having, by the way, if you've not visited the machine, the mystery slot is no longer, because we just had backup art of people who did not get a slot in the machine. And I want to go back to having a mystery art slot, and that'll be where those people who are giving their work freely to the community can do that. Right now, I've still given Carol Chandler a slot in the machine because she wants to keep filling it. But it'll come to a point where probably we won't have that much of that, so.
You mean, so all the people who are giving us freebies will be the mystery people?
Will probably be the mystery artists, right. Because we have a lot of backlog of artists who want to be in this machine. Mm-hmm. I have about 8 listed right now that I can't.
We don't have room for.
I don't have room for.
And since this event, we have sold more. How many more boxes have we
43.
Sold?
43. So we're 150 pieces have sold from the machine. I counted today, 43. I go in there, I don't count dollars.
You count boxes?
I count how many 20s there are. And each one represents one piece of art because everybody is putting 20s in the machine.
So since that night, we made 800, without the artist amount taken out, so the machine has made $860 after the party.
43, yes. Exactly.
And so one of the things that I want, that we are trying to think of now is how to market it going forward. Tamara Page has made us a poster with all, you know, I think some of you guys saw it that evening, that we're hopefully going to print out a little bigger with the actual location on there.
Yeah,
where the and they put that around town so that people will continue.
Let me correct that. She's going to, we have the 11 by 17 version of the poster that we're going to put around town, and she's going to add a line to it. I want to put, and this is what we need to vote on, it doesn't have to happen, but a 24 by 36 poster would allow people to see the art actual size. She made it so that we can have the poster right next to the machine. If you visit the machine right now, Santiago's has a banner up next to our machine. It happens to look really good with our machine because the colors are all the same. But we don't need to have Santiago's have their banner there. We could have on that copper mirror that poster so that people can actually look at, we're looking at that 2x2 little card that fits in the, you guys all know what it is, that's in the slot where the artist's work is. It's kind of hard to read. So, and she said that as time goes on, if we would like, she will continue to just change it up for new artists that get added, which is really nice.
It's really
so,
nice.
It is really nice.
So the question I have is that if you've got poster with a representative word of the artist, you know, we're going to be meeting up with this thing that happened when I watched somebody go to the machine today, and they saw the dear little picture of your brothers with the moon, and she wanted that. She saw it there, she put her money in to get it. And when she opened it, it was something lovely, but it wasn't what she had seen on the poster. And so the poster needs in some way, I think, to have some kind of a message that says...
If you look closely at the 2x2 sample, is written very clearly down both sides of that card. It says sample. And so maybe what we need to remind people of it is that all of the works of art are in fact unique works of art. And some artists are doing duplicate things. But
most times, you're right.
But the point being that they're all individual pieces of art, so you're not gonna get the piece that's pictured.
No, I'm just saying that if you're going to have a poster, there's one thing to have a message on something, but if you're going to have a poster, I'm just suggesting that there might be room on it for a little remark that makes it a little clearer.
Okay, I will suggest that.
Or maybe not even, we can add it to the text at the top too, maybe share it.
Oh, that's what I should do.
It's just one of those things that you're very right. No matter how many times you tell people something, you can always tell them again. So I think it would be good to add it maybe to the top and then it'll just be a permanent thing.
Yeah, that's
what you see is not necessarily what you get.
What you see is that, and we say in other places it's a surprise, but.
Surprise is a useful word.
Well, yeah, I've learned humanity's not the biggest fan of surprises sometimes, so.
Reading.
Yeah, that's it. We listed a few things several times on the machine, and Sharon and I realized that's fine because hopefully some people will catch at least one, but people often don't pay attention.
For example, the $20 in the big circle up there is this $20. And then people walk up to the machine and put a buck in. Like, well, that's not going to get you a piece of art. So we actually had to, on the money machine itself, again, put $20. Because people in front of them several times.
People lost their dollar.
Yeah, they've lost a dollar.
So going forward with this, so I suppose we don't have a place to approve this, but we did, Tamara Page did ask to get paid for the poster. We're going to have to put it on the next one.
We can't put it on this agenda?
No, because it says discussion regarding. I only knew about it yesterday, so I didn't put it on the agenda.
Sorry, it's Tamara Page?
Yeah, Tamara.
To pay her for what?
For designing the poster that will be at the continuous marketing. Because we did this agenda, what, Friday?
It doesn't fall under this category.
No.
It doesn't because there's no possible approval, so we can't approve anything right now.
Did she say how much?
$200. Which is standard, that's what we paid for.
It's pretty reasonable.
Yeah. But I just found out about yesterday, so we'll have to tell. I think she'll be. I made out her check request for what she sold.
Right.
So, and not for the extra, so she should be okay with it. We can talk to her.
So let's continue to talk just a little bit more about conversion and how to do it. I mean,
Miss Kate, will you please talk into the microphone?
Sorry.
I'm sorry.
I was thinking a bit about. Whether we should be putting money into the radio station, because you know lots and lots of people do in fact drive around with the program on, and the advertising is particularly effective in my opinion there. And also, what about printed matter, some newspaper or something out of service or whatever?
We could look at rates and see what it is. I know that historically the newspaper is very expensive, usually.
Yeah, that's the trouble. Expensive. That is the trouble. But it, you know, the newspaper has what, that magazine-y thing that comes out. I don't know how often it comes out.
Tempo.
And how often does it come out?
Once a week.
You know, that's pretty solid. I mean,
we actually got it. We had an article in there.
Yeah, we did. Did everybody see the articles that were in the paper? There was.
Yeah, I did.
I have a copy of it here.
I actually did
very
not.
Nice.
Okay. Yeah, so that the thing that comes out once a week doesn't get changed. It gets changed once a year, right?
No, once a week, the Tempo, I don't know if you were talking about the Tempo comes out once a week, and it's like the arts and cultural section of the newspaper, and that's the one where we just asked them to write something, and they came. I don't know about advertising. I mean, I can look into rates and see what it's like. Same thing with I have no idea right now what KBRP charges.
I don't either.
Well, you know, here's the thing. We're selling at a rate of more than 2 boxes a day right now, and this is off season, and the fulfillment process is big.
Good.
For doing this every single time we need to load the machine up. Let me just, while we're talking about it, give you an example of what happens to a box that isn't flat, and it goes in with a little bow.
That would be.
It comes out, it doesn't come out. We had
to. I did that, I know. I'm pretty sure that's what Robert Moondragon is.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was me.
So fulfillment is an issue, an ongoing issue. And I don't know, I think that if we put posters around town, like we just talked about, where to find the machine, that we could wait a little while before we start talking about spending money on promoting the machine. I do believe that that they probably do get 30,000 people in season through that building every month. That's what they said. That's what the pages told me. I don't think we can get better advertising than the placement of that machine, quite frankly. If we had the machine somewhere else, where we would have to advertise to get to another place, but that is one facility in town where I think we don't have to.
When you're saying, you're basically saying, which I totally understand, we don't need to be at the moment selling more than we're selling.
No.
Because if we were selling much more than we're selling, we would have a lot of effort to keep it going.
It's already, well, it's just, for at least Sharon's part, it already is a lot of effort.
Well, I know, that's what I'm saying.
But,
it's not terrible,
what I'd like to
now,
do,
it's running smoothly.
Is there, if we can keep track of how many sales we have, and if it looks like, at least monthly, it looks like they're really dying down, then
mm-hmm.
we can reassess and.
Right.
I can continue to promote it on Facebook.
Yeah. Well,
you know,
and that's
the
really, I think that's a really good thing for us to continue to
yeah.
do.
Oh, yeah, and I've got a film just from today, a film with a pair of hands, a film of the lady putting the money in it.
Oh, that's great. If you send it to me, that'd be great.
Yeah.
Can I suggest that we try to do like a monthly meetup if maybe like. If it's just two people, so we don't have quorum issues,
mm-hmm.
where we help Sharon with?
If I need it, it's really, I'm doing the
totally.
Fulfillment of those boxes at night. But see, here's the thing, all of the communication with all the artists. So here is a list of every artist that's sold in the machine. And I have sent them I told them what how many pieces they sold the night of the event. And that they would be being paid for so many pieces, and Karen then did all of the paperwork for that. And, you know, we're going to have a fulfillment, probably an issue when the season comes. Right now, it's an okay thing. I have, here, let me just show you. I have, all of these are still backup pieces to put in the machine. Various different artists who have still backup space in the machine to put more work. Well, their slots are full, so these are backup. This is, I've got everything really organized. My goal is after a year and a half when my commission expires, that I can just pass this whole thing on to somebody. This is how you fulfill the boxes. You need the boxes to be signed, so I've got a bunch of pre-signed boxes by some artists and some others that I need to get signed. And then you have to wrap the bottom of the box with plastic tape so that it'll slide. We don't have to have the washers. I was having, when I pulled the magnets out, concerned about there being enough weight in the art to drop the art, I put washers in. And now I'm discovering that if I add a business card and an extra card and the tape with the little canvases, they drop. So I don't have to do that anymore. Most everybody's work now is the right weight to drop. So it won't be a problem. So, you know, but there's just parts that people will give you their art and they'll give you their business cards. And I have a cutting board in here so I can trim their business cards and glue them to the back. It's a little bit of a process. It's not a horrible process, but I'm going to be able to pass it on. My point being that this is all going to be organized enough. And we have another one of these containers. My hope is that we will ultimately always have backup work from everybody. But we're not there yet, and we may not want every artist to stay in the machine when we've got 6 to 8 people right now asking if they can get in the next session. You remember the consignment agreement, it is a 6-month commitment from the artists. If we decide that we want to keep them in the machine, we can decide to keep them in, but I do believe we do need to rotate artists in and out of the machine. And that's when I'll need the help, when we like all of a sudden have an influx.
A rush. And it would be good to prepare for the fall. We
mm-hmm.
know that there'll be more in the fall, so we'll have a plan to have enough to be able to fill it back up on
mm-hmm.
a period. You know.
But it's kind of an interesting question, really, about the artists that are in there. When you're dealing with locals, they're going to go for people, and you're going to get higher things by people who've got have got name recognition. But in the end, if this is a dodgy subject, but if it's name recognition, and some people are being really passed over, then we need to discuss how that works.
Well, we can't
not at the moment. It's,
yeah.
it's a delicate subject. For
it's
sure.
a delicate subject. I can tell you, the only artist who hasn't sold a piece yet, and we just added him. is Dale Miller.
Oh, because we just put him
we
in?
We just put him in. And today when I did the inventory, again, I may have put him in on Monday, I believe. Today when I did the inventory, we had not sold one of his pieces. So, and I am doing an inventory because I am just as curious about how many pieces are selling and at what rate.
Exactly.
As anybody else is. It's kind of like my baby right now, and I'm hoping that by the time it's two,
but also,
I can give it to daycare.
But also we're going to have, as people start to buy, even people who come into town,
mm-hmm.
you know, and they fall in love with the artist that they're buying, and then of course there's the whole business about the telephone number on the back. And people being able to actually contact those people.
If they give me a business card. Not everybody is caring to do that. Judy Perry doesn't care to...
But I mean...
Ed brings in
the
community.
I was telling Jen, the person who went in today, she actually chose a piece by...
Kevin.
No, by Kevin Miller. And...
he's got murals around town.
When she got it, and it wasn't what was on the original picture, she was like... Oh, I really like this, but it's not what I wanted. And then she turned it over, and there was the telephone number. And she said, "Oh, that's lovely. I'm going to be able to get in touch with him." So it has a sort of a backflow.
Mm-hmm. It's true.
How do we decide who gets to be in the machine? Because that's also sort of touchy.
Mm-hmm. Well, how we decided initially was that everybody went away from a meeting, and we said, "Come back with five artists." It was really just about fulfilling this event. And what we'll do to decide down the road, not everybody is going to be in the machine. It's just, we can't please everybody. I mean, that's just, I was an art dealer for many, many years, and you just can't. You know, it's just, as hurtful as it might seem, some things aren't going to sell. And if they don't sell, they're out of the machine. You know, and I don't know, but they get 6 months time.
It juries itself. Yeah.
In six months' time, we know.
That's exactly.
There was an artist who was unhappy about how many they had sold, but that's just—it's just the way that it expressed that to me. But we all know that's just simply the way the world is. And the artists that are promoting them—you know—you have. I've seen a few artists promote
Facebook.
Themselves
exactly.
on Facebook.
Exactly.
They're like, "I'm in this machine, so they sell more."
Yeah, Cat Daddy
is awesome. Yes,
Sam and Poe did. Yeah, they really
and,
pushed
and
it.
And D-Ruff, you know.
Yeah.
D-Ruff,
they yeah.
advertised them.
So maybe in the future when we have that contract, we can make an amendment to it that says self-promotion definitely helps. If you want to promote it on Facebook, because that helps us as well. So
mm-hmm. Yes, because there's Kim, who has done the most outstandingly marvelous things.
Mm-hmm.
She only sold three, but... Anybody who finds out what she's got in there is going to go and get it because her stuff is stunning.
Yeah.
Same with Michael Page.
We can't, but you know, we have to
judge not that you've been not judged. No,
yeah.
Well, there's only so much time in this life. So,
yeah. I'm sorry about everybody's feelings.
Oh, yeah, of course, please.
With the poster, we're paying $200 for the
design
of the poster that for the this one?
No. She did that for free. Barbara Johnson made us a very beautiful poster with calligraphy. That was a freebie. She wanted to do that. Page designed a poster that had each individual artist and a piece of their art laid out. She has one.
And she's going to be adjusting it, apparently.
She'll be adjusting it for us
as we change it out.
Do we change it out?
I don't think so.
Let me see if I can find it, you guys.
We can ask for that too. It's going to be on. It will be on the next agenda because it's not on this one.
No, she sent it to me in an email. Does anybody know if you can search emails on your phone?
Yeah.
Yes, there's a.
Would
there
you like
be...
to search?
She won't be sure.
While she's looking for that, there was another thing that I wanted to.
I do it at the top.
One at a time.
I do it all the time.
Hey, you guys. I just, while she's looking at that, because I just don't
know. I can't.
Know.
When more than one person is talking, it's impossible to record this. And it's also impossible for anybody listening to it to follow the train of thought. And, you know, and this is a public hearing, so just an admin.
Mm-hmm.
We just exploded there for a minute.
Yeah.
Oh, we've been worse.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you can.
Amanda knows. But let me speak for a second. The last thing other than this that I wanted to talk about, specifically kind of with Nina, but we'll have to talk with finance, is that Sharon... Is the room exploding?
No, that's
Sharon had wondered if, because what we're getting is cash out of the machine, could we give cash to the artist instead of going through the city? Yeah, that's what I thought. Because that's financially, that's how you, if you get audited or anything.
Yep.
Okay. Sharon, did you do that?
I'm sorry.
We cannot give cash directly to the artist.
No, we can't. Okay.
Okay. Right. It's just we have to have some sort of way to track it for them, because when they get audited, I thought that was probably the answer.
Yeah, however, what's the time factor? I mean, I know the artist is only going to be giving their money quarterly.
Yeah.
But I got the impression that there might, you know, might be a hassle to get those checks.
Well, there's a.
As long as I get them in time, mm-hmm. and it's the Tuesday before the council by noon, then they'll go on to that accounts payable report. They'll be approved on that Tuesday for the council, mm-hmm. and then Wednesday she cuts the checks.
So everyone that sold something at the art auction, that has all been given to Nina now. I filled out the forms. And so you probably will receive a check in the mail, what, 2 weeks? That's what it says on the thing, too, is a quarter plus 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Depending on how it sits.
I can probably beg my way into getting it onto the accounts payable.
But
if she can, it will be. If not, it will be the next meeting.
And so that's how it will be. And then from here on out, we'll be doing it quarterly. What is the calendar that you decided on, Sharon?
Let's discuss that. What I would like to see is... It's September 1, since June 1, let's call June 1, the machine, the event was May 24th. June 1 as our first, June to September 1 is a quarter, September 1 to December 1 is a quarter, December 1 to March 1, March 1 to June 1. So every, at that time, before, on September 1st, I will take a full inventory. No, and by the way, I have a system too, a ledger system, we're keeping track by the slot in the machine, but at the top it'll tell you which artist it is. And so as people add more inventory, I can add inventory. As we give out checks, I'll be able to, you know, say check written for the five sold or whatever. You understand?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I think that would be a really good system if I can just commit to doing, let me look at my calendar here. Knowing these days, it should work for me. I mean, it's just plenty of time out. If I can't go do the inventory, somebody else could do the inventory. And it's not bothering me. I mean, anybody that wants to, any time, come down with me. For example, September 1 is a Sunday, so and Labor Day is September 2. Will there be a meeting on the 3rd, on the Tuesday? If I got you the information on the 2nd...
Well, remember you have to fill out all the forms.
Yeah. So.
Or I fill out the forms.
Right.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter.
We can see how it works. I'm just not sure how it's going to work. But we can try. I can try my hardest to get them paid that time.
But are they every Tuesday, the meetings? I mean.
First and third Tuesdays.
First and third. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank
first
you.
And third.
Okay.
Hi, Juanita. All right. So, is there anything else that anybody wanted to say about the machine or the party?
I do want to ask a couple more questions with regards to the machine. By the way, there is a website now, I mean an email for people who have any problem with the machine to email, and the email comes to me and it goes to Carlos because he's my tech person. If the machine has an issue, if it breaks down, the machine won't break down. It's all mechanical, it's analog. The only requirement for electricity is to take the money. So if the power goes out, it can't take money. But otherwise, that machine would function just by the pull of a lever. So there is should I give that information?
Yes.
Where is it?
Let's do it.
All right, so you might want to take this down. I mean, the emails are coming to me right now. It's the username is BZB SIGART, C-I-G-A-R-T. And the password is...
Wait. You can't say that on public record.
Yeah, no, I thought you said it was an email address.
Oh, wait a minute.
You can't.
Said it. That was what set it up. Okay.
Don't say a password or not.
Okay.
Well, if you want to give it to numbers,
catching that.
I will say that it is very hard to run an email with multiple people answering.
It is.
So you really want to keep it to one or two, because otherwise you don't know if somebody's actually answered the person or not. So if we can keep it down to a couple people who can get into that.
Was that at Gmail?
It's a Gmail account.
So it's got the W in the inside.
Yes.
You want to repeat it again?
It's bzbsigart@gmail.com. And if you want to email me at that, just to see if I'm checking these emails, so far I have not received anything discouraging. The only discouraging thing we got was somebody who was unhappy with a piece of art.
They contacted me. And actually, I'm meeting them next week, and we're going to make it as easy as possible and just trade them for something else. If it's very few people that complain, I think we can do that. If it gets to be more, I'm going to cut that out. But she was expecting something very different, and given the circumstances, we understood. Complaint-wise, yeah, that's the machine. We haven't gotten any complaints if the machine isn't working correctly. That's the great thing.
The only kind of complaint that I got, taking the tickets and all that, is the music was way too loud.
Oh, I know.
Several people, and the man that runs the bookstore, I don't know if he's owner or what, but he came over, and quite a number of the guests.
Mm-hmm. It was funny, so the next day, the man who owns the bookstore posted about how great it was, but at the time, we turned the band down several times. I know that...
It didn't sound like they turned down, but they did, yeah.
Dealing with musicians, what I did like out of it was that we had a remarkable amount of people under 30 there who were there to see the band. And that was part of the reason why I chose that band. Because our events often are everyone is 50 or older. But we can take that into, next time we just have to control the sound level.
I'm thinking I want to put something on that. I think that when you're having an event, where an awful lot of people are coming to it actually want to converse, then that needs to be taken into consideration. It might be better to have something much, much more gentle, because it wasn't a dance, it was an event where people...
For sure, I agree with that. No, I don't disagree with that. It's just the same three bands play almost every event, so I wanted to do something a little bit different. I did not expect them to be quite that loud.
And it was also the acoustics and the bass.
Yeah, and that was the thing, the space was very small. So it's so funny that you have these events, and the day before, I didn't sleep at all because I'm scared nobody's gonna come. And then you go to the event, and you realize if anybody else comes, we're all gonna die because we're gonna be squashed together. You know, so you're just like, you can't tell. And that was a smaller space than because the Royale would have been so much bigger.
Oh, you're so right.
So when we had the expats, outside was fine because it was outside, so I wasn't really expecting it to be that loud. And next time we have an event, we'll definitely take that into consideration because they're young and they like being loud too. I love that band, so I enjoyed it myself, but I understand there were a few people who were upset with the sound.
I didn't understand the last two songs. It seemed to be Okay, I didn't understand the last two songs that played. It seemed completely out of place. Or he dedicated it to
Dedicated to a friend of his that had recently gotten tased by the police.
And I had to go outside because up until that point, I was complaining about it, but I thought it was inappropriate for the setting.
Oh, the dedication? The song, the music itself?
The music itself, the last song I listened to.
Well, next time you have I never like having the same band over and over again anyway. We'll have a different band.
So, next time we're going to have a hall.
Yes.
We didn't have a harp. We had Felicia and Sailor were the first ones, and then we had the expats, and then we had Keith out. So we're trying to keep it different. So if you have any complaints, next time it'll be a different band, and we can find something.
And chime in.
Yeah, for sure. Because I have a lot of opinions about music, and they're not always agreed upon by people. So
no one.
But I was very happy. My evil intent was to bring more young people, and I was happy with that. But I totally understand the sound. It was a little loud. Was there anything else?
The last thing, for the fulfillment of the artists, many of the artists are using canvases that I purchased, and I'm giving that as a donation. I bought a lot of canvases. I think I even have it on my bill that's coming to you, Nina, for reimbursement.
Mm-hmm.
I said that I bought two boxes. They were $55 a box for $110. And each box contained 6 dozen, 72 pieces. So they end up being about 60 cents a piece. I think that we need to, I need to have those canvases to give to people, but I can charge the artists, for them. Mm-hmm. The artists that I don't want to charge are the people who are giving me the whole price, like an Ed Briggs or a Carol Chandler. I'd love to give them more canvases. They're asking for more. Actually, Ed wrote to me. He asked for more.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's really kind of them, and I'm not going to charge them for the canvases. But I would like to know if the city can cover having purchased canvases. I will keep track of, I have kept track of.
We can pay for our own canvases.
Yes.
It's not the thing, there's not an agenda item for it.
No, what I'll do is I'll put it on the next one to vote on that.
Okay,
then
thank
we'll
you.
Have to vote on it.
I'm out of canvases now and I'm being asked for them.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of at the, I think
we
can
have
wait.
Two weeks until the next meeting.
Yeah,
so we don't
it's
have
not that
much
far.
Time.
So
and then they will, they've been very nice
thank
about
you, Nina.
Giving
you
their credit. Like,
and you said
address.
How much are they? I'm sorry.
They end up being about 60 cents a piece.
Okay.
So you're saying that we're going to be buying the canvases and then the artist after that has to buy them from us?
Well, no, so a lot of some people don't want to use those, which is perfectly fine. But some people don't know it. You know, they're like, what do I do? What do I do this on? Mm-hmm. So in that sense, if somebody's making money off of it along with us, then they would give us the 50 cents or whatever, 60 cents, to buy the canvases mm-hmm. in the future, because we can't just keep on giving them all out for free.
Mm-hmm.
And like she said, if somebody like Ed Briggs, who has donated all the work to us, we in that case, we should give him the canvases.
Yes.
So it's just, you know, there's
right.
two situations.
And there is one more thing. We had, I don't know if this falls in under this or another place, we had a purchase, or someone made an attempt to purchase when there was nothing in the machine.
Yes.
Here. I don't know how to get a hold of this
I gave you the number.
I called him.
Okay.
And then I called him and talked to him, and he was very nice.
Well, the number I had, it must have had
this
one.
Yeah, well, no.
No.
But let's all try and talk once. Not talk at once. I called him and talked to him,
mm-hmm.
and then I gave that number to you, same one from the email.
Okay.
And it didn't work. So if for some reason he's listening to this, if you could email us at bisbeeartscommission@gmail.com or call the city with a number that works, we want to get your artwork to you. And I'll look at it again, but it was the same, it was straight from an email. It's a weird thing. But he was great about it. He just wanted to support it. So
yeah.
We're going to try and get it to him.
All right. Well, I have that. I pulled a piece for him. So
yeah, great. Yeah, I don't think
there was one last thing.
Of course.
Maybe I didn't understand right, but I don't really think you should be donating and paying for those canvases. I think you need to be reimbursed. Because you're giving so much time to do all this work.
I didn't buy anything at the show, and I didn't have to pay for a ticket, and I don't mind. I would have given, if I were not a commissioner, I would be coming to the event and supporting the Bisbee Arts Commission anyway. So that was just, we bought them, and I don't want to go through my husband's computer and find the receipt. Because what they sent to me doesn't have a price on it. It just has, if it's even in here. I don't have that receipt. I have all of the other receipts. I don't have that receipt.
That's why going forward you want to pay
for
it yourself. And she no longer does that. We are reimbursing her for many things in there. And if there's a breakdown of Sharon's expenses, she has the actual receipts too. Do you need the actual receipts?
Yes.
Okay.
But I agree. I mean, Sharon's given a lot.
Well, it's fine.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
And what I can do is just scan them in to put with that, and then I can give you back the originals.
Well, there's let me just show you.
She has the breakdown.
Yeah. I do have a breakdown.
Nina has a breakdown.
This stapled together stack here, these, I believe, are my mistakes that I'm not asking to be reimbursed for, so don't. And they're not, there were other mistakes that were made. I bought a lot of magnets, and I glued a lot of magnets onto Art, and then I had to take all the magnets off. I'm not making the city pay for magnets, that was a mistake, you know, it's my stupidity. Then there's the receipts that says on here, from Laura's expenses, we gave cash out of the, it was actually, it's on here.
Yeah, after the meeting, if you could give them to her, that'd be great.
Yeah. And, yeah, here they all are, so here they are.
It's the item line, last minute supplies.
Yep. Yeah, and it's...
That's
it's,
a 70, which actually is 67.
So I'm just gonna give you this whole stack.
Okay. And then I'll just make sure you get it back. I'll just scan them in and make sure you get them back.
The staple turn thing is the breakdown. Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Finally, there is one last thing. We are, this is out of 500 boxes, this is what we have left with just a few in this, in here. So we have probably 70 boxes out of five. So we filled 430 boxes, not including the few that got wrecked or mistaken or whatever, which aren't that many. I would say it's even less than 20 that we had to trash. But we need to order more
boxes. So we'll put it on the next agenda to order that and the other things that we need.
And I'll have
canvases and the boxes.
I'll have a breakdown on whether we buy 500, which is what we bought for this event.
Mm-hmm.
Not realizing how quickly we're going to fill boxes. So whether we buy 500 or if we get a break at 1,000, I'll let you
okay.
know. And when you look at this, where's the boxes? 500 custom boxes worth $281.12.
Okay.
That included shipping. So they were a little over 50 cents. They were like the price of the canvases almost.
Okay.
But it was going to go into the next agenda. I mean, that's 2 weeks away. You're not going to run out before then?
No. No. There is 190 some odd pieces in the machine right now.
So the last thing I'd like to say about is thank you guys so much. Everybody worked very, very hard that night.
Yeah, thank you guys.
It was a little chaotic at points, but it was good. People came up to me and have told me how much they loved the machine and how much fun they had at the party, and so I feel like it was very successful, and everybody here worked very hard, and Nina too. Thank you so much for supporting us.
You're very welcome. It was a very fun event.
It was fun. There was a moment
where... Well, and there was no instruction. It was like, I said to Sandra, Sandra and Carl took over the silent auction beautifully.
Mm-hmm.
Juanetta and Kate are like, you guys, Molly needs to carry this box, and we have to somehow keep an inventory. We also have to know whose work is inside the box, so they quickly labeled every box so that we could identify whose work was in it. So thank you guys.
Everybody was great.
Amazing.
Oh,
and blowing up balloons. We were all lightheaded.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we all did that.
So thanks, everybody.
All right. So if you guys are ready, I'm going to move ahead to item 8. This is a little misleading because we're not actually approving the mural, but approving, there's an approval regarding the mural. Okay, this is good. So I wanted to show you guys the breakdown of what this woman, I wanted to show you some work of someone that I was interested in and a breakdown of how much it cost, okay? And I know that we had a few different ideas. Yesterday, Bill and I met with Public Works. And then a month before that, we met with the liaison to parks. And we've been meeting with everybody to kind of stay on top of this idea that we want to repaint City Park.
Mm-hmm.
Starting with the side where there is the gravestone. Does everybody know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
There is about a 30-foot curve where there is now a tombstone painted. And in my opinion, just to give you a little bit of a background. This was painted for the 100-year anniversary of Bisbee. So it was 2 years ago. At the time, Andy Heretic, who was the public works director, said that it was supposed to be an impermanent mural. And that's fine. As time has gone on, you know, what I've thought is that space specifically, the one to the right, is very drab, and the colors that were chosen to make these murals were supposed to look like a photograph color, and that's great, but now what we have is a city park where the colors are fairly dour.
Mm-hmm.
And many people have come up to me when it happened and afterwards And they just thought that maybe we could have something a little more uplifting going on. My pet project that I thought about over the last few years is I've really always wanted to do a mural in dedication to Ida Power. And I think we talked a little bit about who she was. And so I had talked to a business in town called Object Limited. They bring artists in to the community. They put them up at an artist residency. People from LA and all over come and stay for a few weeks on the dime of Object Limited. Right now there's really no integration into the community from them. They just like hang out, make some art, and then they're gone. Well, they had come to me with an artist that they thought would be great for a mural, and I agreed. So they, at that time, they were willing to pay for half of a very large mural. And we can see, I'll show you the breakdown of what that means. Because it is, this was the woman, and this is what, for a 30-foot mural, she wanted. When I compared this to standards in cities, this is very normal. It's very expensive.
Yeah, and this mural is...
This is...
No, you want to take mine? I can share. Okay, we can share.
So about 30 feet by a 7 going smaller down the curb. It's very large. And I'm going to show you a few pieces that I... that she's done in LA that I really like. The complaint is, of course, that they're not from here. And I understand that. Going back to the microphone. But my hope was to make something that was a little bit more contemporary in city. Having a little bit more contemporary murals in downtown. Okay. So. So as you can see, with Object Limited paying $2,500, you know, that does help. But let's just look at her work and then we can go from there, okay? So what tonight I was proposing was not to approve the mural, because that is almost impossible to do without knowing what it's going to look like. But I personally would really like to pay for a mock-up for it. And go from there. So that means putting faith that the $150 is worth the mock-up. Mm-hmm. So.
From design, prep, creating, and initial sketching sketches.
Exactly. You can't really approve a mural. This is the one that she did in LA that I liked. Examples of this work. What I liked about it was that it was very contemporary, and that it would be a partnership with a business in town that was also already running an artist residency. But I understand, you know, it's not maybe not for everyone. So, but it was a work dedicated to a woman, made by a woman, was also the angle that I was going for. So. And you can see, if you look at the piece of paper that I gave her, I think it gives you her name. If you look her up on Instagram, she comes up over and over again. So this one was in downtown LA, so.
Now, looking at that, you know, my knee-jerk reaction is, how will that translate to Ida Power?
Yeah.
Do we have a good image of Ida Power for her to work from?
I had sent her an image, and that she was using that image to come up with ideas. So I gave her a background of Ida Power and how important she was to the community, and she loved that idea. So, but I mean, there's a few different ways to go about this, you know. And we could potentially open it up to the state. We could open it up to the town. You know, we could try this. I mean, I'm not a dictator here. This is just something that I personally is my pet project that I would like. I would like a little bit more contemporary murals in town. When talking to the woman who works at Object Limited, the idea is that you bring more art lovers to town to go see it if we have things that are a little bit, by artists that are a little bit more famous. You know, this girl has a lot of followers. Mm-hmm. She is well known in the contemporary art world. So the painting a few murals around town where people are have a little bit more notoriety helps our overall tourism, is the idea, art tourism. Mm-hmm. So you get people who are a little bit higher brow who are looking for those kind of things. So.
Yeah, you're going to get the kickback is going to be, why isn't it a local artist? And you already have dealt with that. And I like that it's a local business who brings in artists who have residencies, and then they get to have an experience with the town, and then they get to reply with these parts. So I know that the city of Phoenix had huge pushback when they did that large installation on the freeway.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my goodness, it was crazy, but the way people were, because it was awarded to a Boston artist,
yeah,
not an Arizona artist, people were really upset. But it's part of the process of growing up a little bit, you know, I hate to say it.
So she does things, she does images upside down.
Well, these are actually paintings. This is the biggest mural. This is the most comparable.
Mural's gone upside down too.
Yeah, part of it is upside down, intentionally.
It's mirror imaging itself.
Yeah. It's also very hard to argue with somebody paying for half of something. But
when it's very expensive to produce these murals, yeah.
Yes, Bill?
Just for comparison, mural design and execution, $3,500. The Irish material, $500. The mural on the side of the Circle K was $4,000.
So that's pretty right on.
Pardon me?
It's pretty right on.
Yeah, and
this is actually a longer space.
And this is a bigger space. Mm-hmm. And that was a Rose Johnson mural.
And that was a long time ago.
That was, well, it was 2006, I believe.
Yeah.
And it was $4,000 then. So this is. Not that expensive.
Yeah.
You know. Well, in fact, if somebody's going to pay half of it, you know.
And that's the deal, is they'll pay half if it's one of their artists.
So
they're not going to pay half if it's not one of their artists.
How does that work then? They would be listed as co-sponsor of the mural?
Yes, that was the idea. And the idea too was to, you know, we would put a plaque up for Ida, and it would probably have their name as well, you know, as a co-sponsor. But that was, so the first step would be to approve having her make a mock-up. I'm not gonna do anything without a mock-up. Unless somebody, you know, really wants to do this a different way. I just want a little bit of a refresher in City Park. So I'm open to ideas too.
What if someone local said, if someone local decides that they want to put in a bid for this,
mm-hmm,
would we be open to accepting bids, or are we just going to go with it?
Well, no, so
I'm not,
you mean a lower bid? Is that the idea?
Well, no, mm-hmm. Local artist,
yeah,
says, I would like to have an opportunity to do this as well.
Yeah.
Are we open to considering?
So this is all up to you. You know, I'm just this is my co-project. It's up to you guys. I only have one vote here. If you want to open it up to local artists, that's entirely up to the majority of this mission. The one thing I will say, not specifically for this artist, but is that I just didn't want another mural by an artist that's already very represented in murals in downtown Bisbee. I wanted something a little bit new. If somebody can come with us something new, that'd be great. We could potentially open it up.
Competition.
Open it up as a competition.
Yeah, you would lose the support of Object Limited.
They will not. I mean, they will only pay for this person. Yeah.
Well, I certainly feel that to give an opportunity for people to come in and offer an idea, mm-hmm, so it's not just the one person from one person.
Yeah.
You know, I totally agree with the fact that having somebody who's already done all the work in time isn't necessarily the right way to go, but I'd like to see, like Juanette was saying, I'd like to see it opened up in some way if we all come together and we do it.
Yeah.
And we have approval from the Parks Department and Public Works.
Let me tell you, so this is how it works, and this is very confusing. I mean, it can be kind of confusing. So if we have a mock-up, and we say, this is the mural the Arts Commission recommends, then we have to go in front of the Design and Review Board and Parks and Recs and get their recommendation as well, and then go in front of City Council and get their approval.
Okay, so we can't move any forward without the mock-up.
Can't move forward without them. I mean, I no matter how much I like an artist, I would never be able to move forward without some sort of mock-up. So that's the idea. If we were to get a mock-up and we're like, no, this is totally wrong, you know, that's one thing. But we could put it on the next agenda to open it up to, I would prefer to open it up to the entire state and not just the city or region.
Well,
if you wanted to open it up, so.
Well, the other thought I have is there's really a relatively big movement of muralists out of Tucson these days.
Mm-hmm.
And to kind of keep it
regional
would be a good idea.
Yeah, that's fine. It's just that it will cost us twice as much. That's the shortcoming of the situation. So the wall will probably cost us $5,000 to do versus $2,500. And so that was the opportunity that I saw, was just getting someone to support the Arts Commission, or to support the artists as well. So.
But we really also really want the bet, you know, we want something that's going to be totally outstanding. So balancing it up with the fact that half of it's going to be free is one way to go.
Yes.
But in another way to go, if it's about aesthetics.
Mm.
What about if we, because as a commission, we've been wanting to move forward with working with murals more often. This could be our way of kind of getting our feet wet with the process, and we have Object Limited with us, behind us, kind of supporting us more. I think that we should go through with this at this point, getting the mock-up and working through what it is to go in front of the Design and Review Board and the Public Works Department, and that'll give us more information so that we can better support your local artists.
Question though, Objects Limited, do they have, is this the only artist that they have?
No, there was another one as well. It was that we had talked about. This one was the, in my opinion, was the best for that space.
Okay.
You know, so the other one was very geometric, and she was very open to the idea too, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was abstract.
So,
and not local,
so they only
right?
have. So.
Oh no, they both are. It's an artist residency, so they're intentionally bringing people from out.
Is it a new artist residency?
It's upstairs.
It's been going for about a year now.
Yeah, it's been going for about a year.
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
If you open it up, could one of the parameters be that the artist would have to get a co-sponsor to pay half of their cost?
Yeah, I think that would be very limiting to most artists, though.
Yeah.
But it would also sort of solve the problem.
What problem would it solve?
What, paying half of it?
If they had a co-sponsor, the way that Object Limited is willing to co-sponsor for one of their artists, if an artist comes with a desire to also compete for this, can they also bring a co-sponsor? Yeah.
But shouldn't we just say, listen, The way that we're keeping it local is we are doing this through Object Limited, who they are a local artist community. They do bring artists from out of state here. That's why there is an artist that's from out of state doing the actual artwork, because that's part of what the program is.
Sounds good, but they only have two artists?
No, they have many, but this was the one that specifically that I liked.
Okay.
That they were willing to sponsor. There were actually two that they were willing to talk about. One was very geometric. Most of the artists they have coming through are not muralists either, you know?
Okay.
Do you have the name of the other?
Yeah, I can actually, I'll see if I can look it up.
Yeah.
This artist, when I spoke to her, wanted to do an artwork in a space that she had a spiritual
connection
to, and in which case I paused the conversation because I did not know how to go forward with that. Because the artist, I do not want the artist choosing their space, probably. In most cases, you can't really do that, especially in Bisbee. You know, there aren't that many spaces.
Mm-hmm.
City Park is one of the few places that I felt had a need.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm open to a lot of different things, but I think I would really, my recommendation is we start with City Park if we want to do something. you know, in that corner. And the reason we're starting with that corner also is political. If we were to go in and paint over the whole thing, we might have a war on our hands. And I don't want to do it that way. I want to do it, we want to do one mural, and then maybe it looks great with the other mural. But just start there, start with a small, you know, start with one space and move forward that way. Also, it would cost us, obviously, a small fortune to repaint all of City Park.
Yeah. Well, what I was going to say is you can also capitalize on the fact that you are using a local business, but you're trying to be fiscally responsible with your money. Mm-hmm. And so you have a co-sponsor. Now, not saying that the next time you do a mural, that's what we'll do.
Yeah.
But this is what has been presented to us, and we're trying to be, you know, responsible with the money that the BAC has.
It's an opportunity because the wall's really big. You know, the wall is large. It's going to cost us somewhere between probably $3,000 and $5,000 to have anybody paint it. So there was an opportunity there.
Right.
If we don't want to do this opportunity, that's fine. Then what we do is we go back and then we open up to the, you know, and then we lose the opportunity of getting them to pay for half of it.
So right now we could you guys this is helpful. You guys could authorize having this artist send us a mock-up and then go from there?
That's what my proposal is. We risk $150 to see what it's like. If we don't like it, we don't do it, and then we open it up in a different way.
Well, that's pretty
nice. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay, that's sorry. Right. I should have said that in the beginning. It's a better way. That wasn't my size, but I'm tired.
Do you want me to say the right words for you?
Yeah, please. I need somebody to come home and speak for me.
I motion that we spend the $150 for the design prep to get a mock-up of a potential mural for the city park.
I second that motion.
Of $150, yes. Mm-hmm. Yep. Any ayes?
Aye.
Any nays? All right, so that if we don't like it, we don't do it. We'll find somebody else. Okay. It's a cool opportunity. Yeah. All right. Item 9, discussion. I've been putting this on the agenda every time in case somebody has something that they want to add. Discussion regarding the general purpose of the Busy Arts Commission going forward to include, but not limited to, craft fair event, mural, and repository. So I know that we're all a little exhausted from the event. I'm not sure that, but what I always ask is that if you have something that you think we need as an art community to bring it to us and we can address it and see how, as a commission, we can work together and make a better art community.
Well, the repository, that's your baby.
Right. Yeah, I've got this baby now, though.
Yeah.
Okay. That's what, I feel like everybody needs one baby. Maybe that's enough baby.
No, for
our more recent members, if you have a baby that you want to bring
the
girls
with you,
been my baby. But if you have something that you want to see done, just and then if we discuss it, we can talk about it in item 9, we can put it on the agenda next time. You know, and then go through it. And we don't have to do it today, but just I'm going to keep on putting this on here so that we have that chance to voice what we think, to brainstorm a little. Yeah, good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I don't think it does seem like you're brainstormed out at the moment. That's fine. It's been a long meeting. We'll get Nina out of here. Item 10, future agenda items.
Yes, I have.
We have to vote on the boxes and the canvases.
Let's see, I have Tamara Page, an update on the bulletin board restoration, the poster, vote on the poster, the canvases, and ordering more boxes. Right?
Yeah, that's good for now.
Okay.
And just as a reminder, too, if anybody ever wants to add something to an agenda, it's about 3 days before the meeting when we finally finalize it. So all you have to do is email Nina and let her know of an agenda item you want to add. I'm not the only one with that power. Though occasionally I've been known to take them off. anything else that anybody wants to add? Then I move to adjourn this meeting of the Bisbee Arts Commission. Do I have a second?
Yes, I can.
Good evening.
All in favor.
All in favor.
Aye.
You can tell what I've been.